when George W. Bush said that he was going to invade Afghanistan after the attacks at the Twin Towers, I thought that there was a Christian fundamentalist now going into war with a Muslim fundamentalist, and how easily they can taunt each other into violent actions.
Passion trumps reason every time.
Then we see what happened over in the Middle East with the Mohammed movie made by Christian fundamentalists to taunt Muslims into violent
passion trumps reason.
Let's not forget Terry Jones eliciting similar responses when he burned the Quran outside of Gainesville, Florida.
And I couldn't help but think it had to do with their black and white, right and wrong, good and evil perceptions of the world, which I don't blame people for being drawn to. Just when you can be played.
Passion trumps reason every time.
Like the U.S. has played itself into debt.
Bush and the neocons played us into war. Bin Laden played us into debt. And soon we're going to be played into an austerity program.
Bin Laden's dead, but we're still spending money for fighting the wars that he taunted us into. The world is very complex and chaotic.
And irrational.
And we look for patterns and explanations for things.
Simple explanation. I do find it rather interesting to look at the similarities between Muslim and Christian fundamentalists. Both groups are pretty rabidly anti-science. They both believe they're the only true way. A lot of their beliefs are based on supernatural events. And perhaps most importantly for me right now, is the pathological aversion to homosexuality and their willingness to use violence to repress it.
The so-called white Christian dominance in labor market, education, social affairs, and lifestyle is seen by specialists as dangerous reminiscence of past colonial practices that the very term Christian fundamentalism,
I said, if you got a problem with what I said, I was quoting the Bible, maybe I'll take it up with God,
was created in the end of the 19th century by U.S. Christian clergy themselves. Much later, it was imputed to Islam, this time by Western media.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. You know who's told you that we have it?
When you say that homosexual marriage is legal.
We don't have homosexuals like in your country.
What was it was considered in Iran? Ultimately, what?
You know who's told you that we have it?
Molestation and pedophilia.
You know who's told you that we have it?
These things at the same time, have you mark my words, this is just the beginning of a long downward slide in relation to same-sex marriage among homosexuals.
We don't have homosexuals.
I feel good about mourning this nation.
God then affixed the death penalty for doing what the LGBT fags do,
then he'll curse you.
If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman,
then he'll curse you. Both of them have
committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death.
Their blood shall be upon them.
Man up, son.
imagine kissing some man?
Can I?
Could you imagine kissing some man?
Can I?
President getting up and saying that it's all right for two men to marry. President getting up and saying kissing some man. He right there. Oh, legs is weird. Do the same thing with the queers and the homosexuals.
Could you imagine kissing some man?
It's electrified.
Could you imagine kissing some man?
Could you imagine kissing some man?
You're authorized. I just gave you a special dispensation this morning to do that.
Things to worry about.
The so-called white Christian dominance in labor market, education, social affairs, and lifestyle is seen by specialists as dangerous reminiscence of past colonial practices that the very term Christian fundamentalism,
I said, you got a problem with what I said, I was quoting the Bible, maybe I'll take it up with God,
was created in the end of the 19th century by U.S. Christian clergy themselves.
Get your little squirt gun out and squirt away.
Much later, it was imputed to Islam, this time by Western media.
Bigger things to worry about.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. You know who's told you that we have it?
When you say that homosexual marriage is legal.
We don't have homosexuals like in your country.
What was it was considered immoral?
In Iran.
Ultimately,
who's told you that we have it?
Molestation and pedophilia.
No, who's told you that we have it?
These things at the same time have
You mark my words, this is just the beginning of a long downward slide in relation to same-sex marriage among homosexuals.
We don't have homosexuals in your country.
I feel good about warning this nation that the wrath of God is falling out on their head.
God then affixed the death penalty for doing what the LGBT fags do.
Then he'll curse you.
If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman,
then he'll curse you. Both of them have committed
an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
You're not going to act like that. You were made by God to be a male, and you're going to be a male. But sometimes you're going to act like a girl, and walk like a girl, and talk like a girl, and smell like a girl, and that means you're going to be beautiful, you're going to be attractive, you're going to brush yourself up.
Get your little squirt gun out, squirt away.
I figured the way out, a way to get rid of all the lesbians and things.
And if you've got any lesbians in there, you're going to be attractive, you're going to mess yourself up.
Big Bang Theory, embryology, evolution, and all this stuff I was taught about evolution,
embryology, Big Bang Theory, all that is lies straight from the pit of hell.
There's a Native American saying that you need to listen to the little ones because they're the closest to the source. Let's hear what one little one has to say.
Mine.